Tonight we're going to take a look at the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Begin reading in verse 8. Now, of course, tonight is our business meeting, but we do want to spend time in the Word of God before that business meeting. If you read 2 Timothy, or actually 1 and 2 Timothy, you kind of get the impression. Paul writing this to young Timothy, Timothy was kind of prone to be a little bit shy. To come to that point where maybe he would back off and he needed to be encouraged. And not just encouragement, he needed courage. And Paul spends a lot of this book writing to Timothy from that point of view. As a matter of fact, verse 7 of this, it says, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He goes on what we're going to read just a moment, talks about not being ashamed of the gospel. And verse 15 of chapter 2, be diligent to present yourself approved unto God. Then verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 1, but in the last days, perilous times will come. Verse 12, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Verse 5 of the same chapter, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions and be turned aside, and be turned aside to fables. You get the idea that serving the Lord apparently is not easy the way Paul writes. Well, it just so happens we've been pursuing the heart of a servant. Tonight I want to tell you, if you're going to serve the Lord, it's going to be required of you that you have something called courage. You're going to have to be willing to go out on a limb on occasion. You're going to have to be willing to do things that maybe make you nervous. You're going to have to be willing to do things that other people simply won't do. And what if God calls you this year to do something you've never done before? Are you ready? Amen. What if He calls you to be a missionary? Are you ready? Amens are getting softer. What if He calls you to teach a class? Are you ready? What if He calls you to keep the nursery? Are you ready? Point being this. If you're going to serve, if you're going to have the heart of a servant, you're going to have the heart to serve. And the heart to serve, I'm talking about having the courage to do things that might just make you a little bit uneasy. But you know what I've discovered? When I'm uneasy, when I'm pushed, that's when I'm growing. And so it's not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, when I'm the most comfortable, that's when I'm the least growing in the Lord most of the time. I want to share with you 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Will you stand as we read from the Word of God? Verse 8 says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which is given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him until that day. Our Father in heaven, we bow to You. Father, we bow to You with all confidence in You, knowing that You have all things under Your control. And we, Lord, approach You, asking for the courage that's needed to face the days ahead. For Lord, we don't know what the future holds, but we know this. You hold the future. So, Lord, help us to have the courage to step out on those times when we just need to step out in faith. Help us to have the courage to do what's right, even when it's inconvenient. Help us to have the courage to do the things that may make us uncomfortable. Help us, Lord, that our courage may grow in You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Paul told Timothy, young Timothy here, that do not be ashamed. Now, you know what? We know what the word ashamed means. It means to be embarrassed or to cower away from. And the bottom line is Timothy had to learn how to stand up. How to stand up and dig in and serve even when it was hard. And that's what Paul tells him in verse 8. That's the point of it. When he says, don't be ashamed, he said, Timothy, come on, get up here. As a matter of fact, he says in the middle of verse 8, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. That word share, it means to undergo one share. Put it in plain language, Paul's saying, Timothy, do your part. Do you realize that the church has been built upon people who are willing to go the extra mile, be uncomfortable, suffer, and do what had to be done for the glory of God? Because of that, we have this church today. Because of that, we have the Bible today. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul as he's set in jail? As he's writing the Bible, and you know, as he's writing these church letters, he's not saying, oh, woe is me. He's challenging everyone else. Hey, get in the fight. And that's the challenge I want to give you tonight. Have the courage to get in the fight. If God calls you to preach, preach. If He calls you to teach, teach. If He calls you to serve on a committee, serve on that committee. But never, ever let fear keep you from serving. If you'll notice, and I mentioned this in the beginning, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Paul didn't write that saying, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Paul's saying, the spirit of fear, Timothy, that's in you did not come from God. God has called you. As a matter of fact, he described it in verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, a divine appointment. I told you this morning, and I want to remind you of it tonight. You are divinely appointed to a purpose in this life. God has a plan. And God never makes mistakes. If He calls you to preach, preach. If He calls you to teach, teach. Just have the courage enough to do those things that you think, I can't do. You know what I've discovered? It's when I think I can't do something, I've discovered the God that I serve can do anything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the courage. That's who we are. In verse 12, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, and really where I want to bring it all down to. Paul said, for this reason I also suffer these things. For what reason? Because he was, verse 11, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Because God, Paul says, I suffer what I suffer because God has called me to do what I do. God has called you. He's called us all. And if there's a price to pay, let the glory be to God. If it's hard, to God be the glory. And if it's things that we're uncomfortable with, to God be the glory. Let's serve. And here is what gave Paul that courage. Would you look at it, verse 12. Paul said, for this reason I also suffer these things. The reason being, God called him. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. He wasn't embarrassed about God. He wasn't afraid to preach Christ. He wasn't anything that would cause him to cower away. He said, I'm not ashamed. The reason he wasn't ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. That word know, it's not, well, I know. It's, I am fully convinced. As a matter of fact, that word persuaded means to be fully convinced. convinced. Paul's saying, I have this courage. I'm willing to do the hard stuff. I'm willing to be uncomfortable. Why? Because I know whom I have believed. I know what he's capable of. I know what he's brought me through. And I know where he's carrying me to. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded, fully convinced, that it does not matter what happens today. I know where I'm going. It does not matter who opposes me today. I know where I'm going. It does not matter the circumstances I face today. I know that there is a place reserved for me in heaven that's eternal, that will never, ever fade away. Not only do I know that, I know that He is able to keep whatever I've committed to Him to that day. I not only know who God is, I know God is able to keep what I've committed to Him until that day. I want you to notice what God is able to do. He's able to keep that which is committed to Him. You ever stopped and thought about it? He's able to keep that which is committed to Him. Do you realize, before God can keep it, you got to give it to Him? How many times do we get in life and we say, okay, I got this thing under control. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. This is how I want to live my life. This is the job I want. This is, you know, we get it all laid out. You hadn't committed it to Christ. If you're going to teach that class, you're afraid. Oh, I just can't do that, brother. You hadn't committed it to Christ. And most especially, if you don't know where you're going and you're hoping you're going to heaven, but you don't know that for sure, you've not committed you to Jesus Christ. See, that's what Paul was actually talking about here. He knew that he had committed himself to Jesus Christ and that nobody would be able to pluck him out of the hand of the Father or of Jesus. He knew where he was going. Listen, I just want to remind you, how can we have courage? We know where we're going. I mean, really, today's not that important, right? Being uncomfortable is not that important. We know what we've committed to Christ. And we know that no matter what, even Satan himself can't take us out of the hand of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news? Yeah? You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned. And boy, you watch the news and you consider where we are as a country and the things that are going on in the world. And it's easy to say, man, I just don't know how this is going to work out. But if you're a child of God, you know how it's going to work out. Jesus is coming back. We're going to meet Jesus in the air. Isn't that great? You see, it's all a matter of what you see. You can see the trouble. You can see the trial. You can see the challenge. You can see the fear. Paul's challenge to young Timothy is, see God. Timothy, see God. The God that called you is able to keep you. The God that called you is able to provide for you. Timothy, you don't have to worry. Same rings true for us. I know whom I have believed. I know He is able. Tonight, do you know? Do you know who you've believed? If you don't, listen, you better get to know Him. Because if there's one thing we need that one point of concrete assurance of knowing where we're going. And maybe if you're here today, life gets overwhelming, gets you a little fearful sometimes, you're uncomfortable sometimes, just go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, and read the words of Paul. I know whom I have believed. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, because I know who holds today and who holds tomorrow.